Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 591 of the Drunk Testers Podcast. I'm host, as always, I'm Tyler. And joining me, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Sir Colonel Gables. What's up, buddy?
There's been a lot that's been up this past week. Long story short, saved up for a full year. I finally got myself not only a new phone, but a new gaming laptop as well.
Yeah, dog. Fuck dude. Yeah.
I got myself an Asus ROG G17 for a laptop. This thing's a beast. It may be considered middle of the pack for like a lot of like the quote-unquote gaming laptop stuff, but it's the best laptop I've ever had. I mean, it's got exactly what I need for gaming stuff and also streaming podcast stuff, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
But other than that, though, man, I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, other than the gaming stuff, you know, the postseason about to start in the NFL and, like,
go Pack,
everything
go.
Else, you know? I mean, hell, I'm so excited for the Niners and stuff. Freaking number one seed, got their division clinch and everything. Have their substitutes going to be playing, like, starting Sam Darnold and stuff like that tomorrow. It's going to be a fun week, 18.
Yeah. This is a weird podcast because we're doing it kind of, like, in a bottle here where... This is the week we're going to take off, but we decided to do this podcast tonight because instead of doing two next week, just be easier for us to just do one tonight and then one next week. So, cause we're going to do a normal show. I shouldn't say next week because I don't know when this is coming out, honestly. If there's just like nothing to talk about, this might just be the episode for the week. If it comes out on a Saturday or Sunday, this is just the episode for the week. Oh, I just lost Gables. Oh,
what? God.
You're fine. You're good.
My OBS
is going weird. For audio listeners, you have no idea what I'm talking about. That's fine. Just keep it like that. I'm fixing some stuff here. But, oh, my God. All right. We're just going to live with this right now. All right. Anyways. This is kind of like a weird bottle episode where Gables and I are – we do this every year. This is our third time now doing it. We are doing our Fantasy Critic League draft. So what that is that Gables – I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix this on the fly while I'm talking. I apologize for audio listeners and video listeners for this. I don't know what's going on. Everything's been fine. It was starting the podcast, and now it's just being stupid. But anyways, what this is Gables and I are going to draft our 2024 Fantasy Critic games for this year. So if you play fantasy football or fantasy sports, it's kind of the same idea. A little different though, where we use OpenCritic. So like, there's Metacritic and OpenCritic. It takes like the averages of all the games out there for review scores, and we get points based off how well they do. There are certain rules that we have in place. There's a bunch of out there. There will be a link in the show notes below too. Our league will be live, and you can actually go and look at it and follow along throughout the year if you want to. There'll be a link in every podcast in the descriptions below. But kind of how it works is, for every point over 70, you get 1 point. And every point below 70, you lose a point. Had a burp there. So that's kind of the general idea of it. What happens with us is that we are each going to draft 20 games tonight. And then throughout the year, Gables and I are going to bid on games. So we'll draft 20 tonight. We usually do 36, and we have $100 in bidding money that we can use. And that is kind of... it's kind of what we have. You have that for the whole year. It's kind of like free agent bucks. And if you play fantasy football, it's kind of the same idea. Every week we bid on everything. Like, I think you can start bidding on Sunday morning. And then on, I think it's Thursday, it'll show you what everybody's bid on. And then we don't know what the amount. So say I bid $10 on a game. Gables has no idea. Gables just sees I bid on it. He doesn't know what I bid on it. And then he has until Saturday night to also bid on it. Whoever has the most wins it and gets that game. Certain rules that we have in place, though, is if you draft a game, you're stuck with that game for the year, no matter what.
Yeah.
So even if it gets delayed, you're stuck with it. But if you bid on a game and you win it during a free agency part, you can drop those as much as you want, but you don't get the money back. So it's kind of a risk reward there. So you got to be smart about, you know, saving the money throughout the year. Normally, like I said, we did 36 games. So we draft 20, then we add 16 games throughout the year. We're doing a little differently this year because this year's there's a lot announced, but like there's a decent amount announced, but not a lot with dates. And also feels like this is going to be a pretty big year for games. There's enough announced to do a draft, but there's not like a lot of big games announced. I feel like there's going to be a lot that's going to be added throughout the year later. And then there's been a lot of rumors of an Xbox Developers Direct in the next couple weeks. There's a probably State of Play sometime in the next month or so, and then probably going to be a Direct for Nintendo in February as well. So it's going to be a busy next month or so. I think gaming, plus we got Summer Game Fest coming. So I think like the last couple of years we kind of like went crazy and we added a bunch. Like we were almost out of money, both of us, and like there's only a couple spots left going into like the second half of the year. So yes, that way maybe we can spread out. The only thing that sucks though, Gables, is it does not let you increase the dollar amount. You're just stuck with 100. So I was trying to add, see if we can add more, but we'll not let us do that. But I'm gonna do a little thing here. Bam, there we go. So if you're on YouTube, you can actually see the screen right now. You can see our league here. Gables this year is the greetings from Asbury Park. I am Dale, the gaming Homo sapien. We have a theme going on here every year with our leagues. So kind of a quick rundown. We started this in 2022. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can follow along here. If not, hey, we'll make sure we do a good job of telling you what's going on. If you want to watch along, please like, follow, subscribe. Check us out. Actually, before we get into all this, like, follow, subscribe. Check us out. Our podcast services are out there, Twitter, Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch. We're on all those places, please. There's links down in the description below. 5-star reviews, thumbs up, shares, whatever you do. Really appreciate it if you do that for us. If you're listening to this and you want to watch it, hey, recommend it. So Gables in 2022, I always call Gables the Jason Giambi of video games. And what that means is that Gables always, what's going on here? Hey, Gables, can you say something?
Yes, I'm saying something right now.
Okay, sorry. My OBS is being weird there. God, I'm so sorry, people. What was I saying?
Jason Giambi.
So he's a Jason Giambi of video games where he goes big. He swings at everything. Sometimes it's either going to be a home run or he's going to completely strike out. So, like, in 2022, Gables pretty much went for all the big swings in our draft. And like, I think, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games did not come out that he drafted. But everything that did come out was like an 80 or above, and including he had Elden Ring and God of War Ragnarok that year. And yep. I'm just like taking like surefire. I'm just bunting and taking doubles. So like all mines was like, so everything came out, but it was all like there's a couple like high 80s in there, but everything else was like 78, 75, 83. So 2 years ago, it was 333 to 322. And this past year, 2023, kind of more of the same. Gables took some risk. I took some risk as well. My first pick was Hollow Knight Silksong, so it did not go great for me. And then I took some, even the things I thought would be like, oh, these would be worth some points, but not a lot. I took Redfall, which lost 11.5 points, and I took AW Fight Forever that lost 5 points. So then I also drafted like Last of Us multiplayer, but I basically just kind of went for the surefire things, took a couple swings, and obviously I failed miserably on some of these. But it came down to the very last game, Gables, for us.
Yes, last it year. Did.
So I watched this, like, IGN does a video every month where it's like the games of the month. Like, usually last week of the of like January, they'll put like the game, the February games coming out, and they'll like, it's not everything, but they'll show like little clips. So I had never heard of, I know of Granblue, but I didn't know there was a fighting game coming out in December. And I had Avatar in that spot as for the last game coming out. And they ended up like losing, like, I think it ended up being like a 68 or something.
Yep.
But then I saw Granblue Fantasy versus Rising, and I'm like, oh, that's coming out. Like, I looked up reviews for like the past games, and they usually review really well. So I ended up dropping Avatar, adding Granblue, and it came down literally that was the swing, 371 to 365. So, came down to the wire there. I was Wesley Willis Gaming. Gables was Fuji R Wombat Games. So, it's kind of how it's going. This year, though, we're going to do the draft. Gables, are you ready to go, buddy?
Yes, let's get this going.
All right. So, like I said, we're going to draft 20 games each. Gables will go first. It is round robin, I believe. So, okay. Gables will get the first pick, and then I'll get 2-3, and then Gables will get 4-5, and then I'll get 6-7, so on and so forth. So, Gables, I'm going to resume draft. Yes, resume. So Gables, you're up, buddy. So the only thing, for listeners out there, I will have to like update or like refresh the site, because I don't believe it like tells you when it goes through. So Gables, you're ready to go. It's ready to go whenever you are, buddy.
Oh yeah.
All right.
And 3, 2, 1.
Okay. All right. Well, we are refreshing. I'm gonna be pissed off, ain't I? You bitch! You fucking bitch! You're such a fucking
Oh,
asshole.
come on,
You did to
dude.
me.
You think that I wouldn't have picked that for the number one?
I hate you with every goddamn fiber in my fuck. 2 years in a row. 2 years in a fucking row. You took Spider-Man from me and now this. I scared the shit out of my dog. He ran away. I'm so
Oh,
sorry,
poor Louie.
He was sleeping right here on his bed next to me. He jumped
There's a
up
raging
and ran
ginger
away.
In the room.
Fucking dickhead. Well, Gables, you took my beloved. I'm going to take your beloved.
Alrighty.
I'm taking Destiny 2. Bam. Done. I'm kidding. I took Tekken 8. And then Gables, with my second pick. I'm doing it again, baby. We're coming back. It is the year of Silksong. Type it in. Bam. Let's go. Suck it, Gables. It's your turn.
All right. It's time for me to get going.
You fucking, I hate you so goddamn much. What are you thinking, buddy? How are you feeling right now?
Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So I got a list here. I'm updating my made a list of like, kind of put them in brackets of what I'm thinking here. Oh, boy. What am I going to do here next? Yo, you did it again. Okay, Black Myth Wukong here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Gables, fun fact, last year for listeners, we did our draft, and this game, Black Myth Wukong, was supposed to be an early 2024 game, or 2023 game. And then literally 2 days after we did the draft, they announced it was a late 2024 game. So it was like Gables took the 10th pick in the draft.
And like what's funny about that, Tyler, is I did another thing similar the first time we did a draft with Tears of the Kingdom, which
you took that
got,
first.
I took that first, and then it ended up being delayed for another year and stuff until finally that the game did come out last year.
Yeah. So what's funny is so in 2022, Gables' first three picks was Tears of the Kingdom, Hollow Knight Silksong, and then God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So then now my first pick last year was Silksong, and now my second pick this year is Silksong. So it's still your pick, Gables.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Oh,
you're
right.
I'm actually just deleting some little bits that I got going here. Okay.
I put together a little list here, and I broke them down like in brackets of like kind of how I think I'm gonna take some shit here. So. Oh boy, it's already hard. You come up with the, you know, it's like everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, Gables, and I'm already. I mean, Rebirth was just a fucking kidney punch. I don't know why I wasn't expecting it.
All right, now this thing's just processing.
Persona 3, God damn it, that was my next pick. Okay, I was like, do I do Silksong or do Persona 3? That was where I was thinking. All right, well, Gables, I'm glad you're not taking all my babies, because I'm taking Hellblade.
Oh, the game I'd been bidding on 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so Gables is at that. That's right, you had that 2 years in a row. So, all right, Hellblade, Senua's Saga. It's finally, hopefully, God, I hope it's coming out this year. All right, and then what else do I want? What am I taking here, Gables? What am I thinking? Do I go froggy? Do I get a little froggy, or do I stick with some stuff I'm feeling pretty good about here? Oh, man.
I don't know, Tyler.
Oh, you know what? That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it. All right. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
Oh.
Bam.
Interesting.
I hope that's the one that's coming out in like 2 weeks. There's so many. I don't know. All right, now it's you, buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what are you thinking here, Gables? What do you think? What you got going on here?
Well,
I don't like he's not talking to me here. He's like he's fucking with my head right now.
Dragon's Dream Dogma
fucking
2.
Dickhead, you bitch. God.
Capcom's been on a tear the last 5 years, so of course I'm going with that.
I keep thinking that this shit's gonna last. Oh, he's not gonna get it right now. Okay, I'll get over to my next one, and it doesn't last.
Okay, so you took Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. So what else should I do?
Fuck.
Well, there's more than one page.
I think I might have one here.
And you know what? I'm going to do something a little bit unorthodox, and this is going to be This may be a good idea or a bad idea. So you may call it a Jason Giambi swing.
Oh, geez. All right, let's go. This is the boy I know and love. Let's go. What's he doing? Anticipation's killing me here. God damn it, no!
It's like
I
I'm
had it
playing with
on
your
my
head.
list. It was on my list. It was on my list. I had it. It was good. I was gonna like, I'm gonna get that like
Well, that's the
middle of the
thing.
pack.
I remembered last year where you did the
Yeah.
thing where you bid
I
it
was
on
hoping you would
both
remember.
a 3D and a 2D Mario, and one of them came to fruition with
No, I did
Mario
the
Wonder.
2D. You drafted the 3D. Or no,
Really? Oh.
I bid on the 3D to try to trick you, and it didn't work.
Yes,
Oh my
yes,
God.
yes.
I'm sweating. I really thought, I was like, I'm gonna get that like in the 10th pick. I'm totally fine.
Well, like I said, it could be a swing and a home run, or it could be a miss.
Oh boy. What am I doing here? Yeah. Well, all right. I'm gonna do Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown.
Respectable.
Yeah, that's coming. You know what? They already announced that like the people have the review copies out like on like Thursday,
Yeah.
and the reviews don't come out for like a couple more weeks. So usually when that happens, they're feeling pretty confident. So I'm gonna
Yeah, I
think
agree
it's
with
gonna
you.
be okay. Oh man, I'm just trying to like find some like good ones that have like actual like that will be coming soon. I'm gonna do. Ooh. Do I think that will last though? Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go Rise of the Ronin.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that one now. And hopefully the one that I'm looking at doesn't get picked. Go ahead, Gables, you're up, buddy.
Okay.
So
I
we've
kind of
done.
anticipated that one of us would draft Black Myth Wukong or Rise of the Ronin and stuff. So
Yeah.
let's see.
There are three big games coming out on March 22nd. Rise of the Ronin, Dragon Dogma 2 are two of them. There's a third one. And I'm wondering if Gables is going to get it. It's a game you're looking forward to. It's a Nintendo game.
The game I'm looking forward to, huh?
Yeah. Do you want to just restart the draft, Gables? I'll get the first
No.
pick. Okay. All right. That was not the one I was thinking of, but that was on my list.
Oh, I know what you're thinking of.
Okay.
But do I want to take it or not? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Now I'm already like, do I start going to the spicy stuff I have? I have a list of spicy games. 3D Mario was on that list. Now I'm like, fuck, I thought I had some time, but now I'm like, do I go to it? I feel like I might have to. Oh, whoo, okay, all right. That was a game. I was like, that might be like a bottom of the draft pick. Man, you're going for the heart though, Gables, and I don't like it. I don't like it. You know I am looking forward to that game, despite its jiggly boobs that make me uncomfortable. But I'm going with Gables. I'm going with the big one here. I'm going for the
Okay.
swing. A game that was on PlayStation's 2024 video they just put out. That kind of, shuffle the feathers out there. I'm going Metal Gear Solid Delta.
Okay.
So going a little crazy here. Going a little crazy. Where do I want to go next, Gables? What do I do, Gables? Tell me, Satan. What do you want from me? Wait, all right. Oh, is that eligible? I don't know if that would be. It's a remake. It is a. Okay. I'm going to do Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Interesting. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Yeah, that's coming out on the 20th. It's coming out the day before fucking Rebirth, which just hurts my soul. All right, so I need to start. All right, you took Stellar Blade. I'm trying to like keep up here with deleting stuff. Did I not even have Stellar Blade on my list? Oh my goddamn, I did not.
The Plucky Squire.
You bitch! That's the one I just was looking at. I'm like, oh, I totally forgot about that game. God damn it! Ah, Gables, you asshole! Stop looking at my screen. Gables is like tapped into my phone, I swear.
Oh
Did I accidentally
no.
share this with you or something? Is that how you know?
No, I kid you not, I am really much just on the selection screen here for top games available. I'm not even
Well, click on the one
looking
that
at.
starts at the bottom and go from there.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
I just realized I have a game here that's been like supposed to come out like 2 years ago that we literally haven't heard of since like 2022. I don't remember writing that one down. That's fucking funny. I think I might do that. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh God, you're going for the heartstrings here, Gables. Okay. I like to think that you don't listen to me sometimes when we do the podcast, and you're proving me wrong. I'm like, man, these are games I just talk about all the time that I can't wait for. And I'm like, I don't even know if Gables even cares anymore. You know, it's just like we're just in a marriage. We got kids. He can't really leave me. It melts my heart. Gables know that you still listen. I'm gonna go a little spicy, Gables, with this one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do Final Fantasy 14, Dawn Trail.
Interesting. Okay, Dawn Trail.
That's a risky one because it's not. It's supposed to come out. I think it said summer, but it's not guaranteed to hit. And I'm gonna go. Ooh, do I want to go there though? Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do Dragon Age.
Dragon Age. Okay, Dragon Age, that's a big swing for you.
Yeah. I feel confident. I mean, there's some bad vibes obviously coming from BioWare for the last, you know, it's only been like a decade of bad vibes. But, you know, I feel like it's going to turn around. And I feel like, I mean, watch, Final Fantasy 14 was so popular 2 years ago, they had to stop selling the game because it was too popular. But now, this is going to be like its Destiny 2 moment where everything goes to shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, that definitely does have like a thing of happening, too. Yeah. Oh. I didn't realize that some of these games are still happening.
Right? It's funny. I was like going through like a list of like games when I was putting together my kind of like breaking shit down.
Yeah.
It's like, I totally forgot about some of these fucking games. When you get done though, Gables, I'm going to send you a thing in our Discord.
Yeah.
I told you I'm really proud of my thumbnail that I made for this podcast.
Yes.
And I want you to see it, but I'm going to wait till you're done.
All right, yeah, just give me one moment here.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you've already seen it. And if you're not watching on YouTube, the hell are you doing? Go to our YouTube channel, like, follow, subscribe. And just check out the video. Just check out the thumbnail. I'm really proud of this thumbnail. I am not a thumbnail guy. I don't know how to. I'm not good at computers. It took a lot of power and way too much hours of putting this shit together to make just this happen. And there's people out there that do way more stuff than I can. But I'm really proud of the thumbnail. So,
whew. Okay, now it's starting to get a little bit harder here.
I feel pretty good. Like my problem is, I'm like almost like, what's that when you've got too many options? Like you kind of get like you're kind of like stunned a little bit, like you like overwhelmed by the options.
That's kind of like with me trying to pick out any type of game.
Splatoon 3 side. Okay, that was a maybe. I had that like way down that as like as an option here, but I was thinking about that one. That's not the like just the hub world thing. That's like an actual. That's like the roguelike thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, roguelike thing? Oh, the side order stuff. I'm not sure if that was a roguelike. But
what's side order like a roguelike thing? Oh, okay, I don't fucking know.
Well, all I know is I do have it for Switch already. Just needs to.
Yeah.
Because I won the contest. I won this like contest stuff when, like a streamer, YouTuber, Miss Click did like a giveaway, which you know. Shout out people listening to our podcast. So give her a listen or watch on Twitch and stuff. She's relatively calm, relatively cool. Yeah. But let's see. I did that.
I think I have my next two. I have like 40 games in front of me here. I'm looking at, and I think that was a mistake. That's like delete after deleting off like 20 already.
I don't know if I should do that, but
uh-oh. What's nice though is like it actually just pops up now. We don't have to like refresh every time, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I do like that. We're already halfway through here.
We already are. Yeah, I'm actually surprised that this is going to be what it is.
I didn't think it'd be a full like hour and a half episode, but I'm surprised how quickly we're going through this.
Okay, well for this pick, it's going to be a little bit different.
Okay,
taking my chance on the new game.
God damn it! That was my next pick. every time I have my every time I'm ready to go, Gables takes it. He's looking at my screen.
I am not looking at your screen in the least.
I feel like he's looking at my screen. He's hacked on my phone. All right, Gables, I'm sending you.
Okay.
The thumbnail for this podcast.
You're sending me the thumbnail for the podcast. Okay. Let's see.
It's so funny.
Oh my god, that's the photo of me being absolutely drenched after walking that one. Jesus Christ. Yeah. And it's a photo of you with fucking Forsaken.
Forspoken.
Forsaken. Well, Forsaken. Well, might as well be called Soken. Anyway.
Yeah, we don't talk about yeah, it's Forspoken. We don't talk about it anymore. What's fun about doing this thing too? I like doing this too because I feel like I learn a lot about games that I normally wouldn't actually give a shit about. Case in point, I'm gonna go Visions of Mana.
Visions of Mana, okay.
Mana, what the fuck ever. Same thing. Don't get weeby on me, you son of a bitch. Okay. All right. Well, that was like gonna be my second pick. I was gonna get that Metaphor one first. Do I do it again? It paid off for me before.
Oh, should you?
Should I do it again, Gables? Oh, mamacita. I'm going to do it. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink.
Interesting choice. Okay.
It worked for me before. I actually went out and listened to people talk about this game to find out if it's actually worth, like, is this worth going for? So that's where we're at in this. I'm like, oh, I got to know more about Lord. These things.
Little Nightmares 3.
Oh, Little Nightmares 3. Okay. All right. So we're 12 in here, Gables. I'm going to go ahead and like work on your next one here. I'm going to do a refresh for audio listeners. I don't know if we've done the best job of maybe announcing what we're doing here. So far, Gables has 12 in, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Black Myth Wukong, Persona 3 Reload, Dragon's Dogma 2, unannounced mainline 3D Mario platformer, Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, Stellar Blade, Plucky Squire, Stalker 2, Splatoon 3, Metaphor, ReFantazio, Little Nightmares 3. So far, I have Tekken 8, Hollow Knight Silksong, Senua Saga, Hellblade 2, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Rise of the Ronin, Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, The Remake, Final Fantasy XIV, Dawn Trail, Dragon Age, Dreadwolf, Visions of Mana, Mana on Appeal, and Granblue Fantasy Relink. So that's what we got so far, and it's Gable's turn to get number 13.
It's hard to believe that it's already like over halfway through, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Man, we could almost done more. There's gonna be a lot of games available when we're done here.
Oh yeah, there will. Yeah. There still will be.
I was worried that like there wasn't enough, and I'm like, God, man, like we could have done. Yeah, we could have done like 25 drafted each, and then like maybe done like 40 games to pick later. Oh man. I'm just looking at, I have like a risky but big if it release a section here, and I'm just staring at it, and I'm just like, are you just trying to hurt my feelings, Gables?
No, I'm not, because I'll tell you what, over the past year, I've had a chance to play a little bit of like some survival horror games and stuff, and checking out the things. Still Wakes the Deep is one of the more interesting ones to be releasing this year.
Yeah, that's coming to Game Pass too, so I'm looking forward to that one. This is a game, Gables, I'm going to get. That you had drafted last year.
Oh, here we go.
I'm doing Avowed.
Wait, I voted for Avowed. No, I know what you're just doing, but still.
Yeah, didn't you draft Avowed last year?
No. I didn't draft Avowed.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty good.
Was I sober?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I have no idea.
If we were doing the podcast, I definitely wasn't. Oh, I know what I'm doing. Metroid Prime 2. Bam. Suck it. Worked for me last year. Doing it again this year.
Metroid Prime 2 Remastered. Okay.
All right. So now I have 14. Gables has 13. So he's got 7 left. I got 6 left. Gables took me out of my, you know, I always go for the safe, easy shit. Now I'm going for the big swings here. And I'm not happy with myself. I need to get back to my list that should be good here.
Okay. I'll also go with a Nintendo game.
Are we doing it now? Not the one I was thinking, but okay.
Okay. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD.
Okay. All right. Is he gonna go for one of the other ones? I was thinking about that. I had that on my list, and I was just like, I remember just like the 3D was cool in that game, but I remember it was just being okay.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, because it was like, I just didn't like the fact that you had to go like every, it was like a different, like it was level based.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go back like five, you had to like go in, do a thing, like finish a mission. Then you go back to like the van and then you go back in and like, it's like, it's just like going back and I don't know. I remember just like not liking it as much. So like Luigi Mansion 1 and 3, like being more like just an open area. You can just wander around.
I'm actually going to do some incredibly unorthodox though, I think.
Oh God!
And it may pay off or it may not. Who knows?
All right. This is the Gables. This is my Jason Giambi Gables that I know and love.
I'm literally thinking between these two, and I'm trying to
okay
think in my mind what would be the most likely outcome if I do that.
Oh man, I'm looking at my list, and I'm just like, I'm not like loving anything that's left yet, like that's still left here. That's like I'm thinking about. I feel like there's nothing like, I got some like swings and I got some ones that are like, these are going to be solids, but like, what is it going to be like a 75? But I mean, last year I thought like Redfall was going to be like a solid, like 78. And that was one of the worst reviewed like big AAA games of the year.
This is going to be technically a new game that should release early 2024.
Okay. Oh yeah. Shantae. That was like the Game Boy game or whatever.
It was the Game Boy Advance game that never released.
Okay. All right. That's not, I like that one. That's a fun one. Gave us a little fun little twist there. I like how we just look at like the top available games and it's like a lot of the games that's been sitting here for a while. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, I just keep looking at it. Like, I don't know. No, don't do that. That's stupid, Tyler. That's dumb. You dumb for that one.
You're thinking it though.
I don't worry about it. All right, I'm thinking that would there was one I'm looking at, like, man, that would like cinch me winning this whole thing right now. But if it doesn't happen, I'm fucked. So I'm not gonna do it because I don't feel like it's gonna happen. Fuck me. All right, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do Princess Peach Showtime.
Okay.
All right, so that's only my first fucking game. God damn, that was hard. It's getting really hard. Like, it's just like, do I go for the swings or do I go for like these games that might get like best case scenario like 12 points? You know, like best case scenario like 12 points. I'm gonna do Unicorn Overlord.
Okay.
That's that Square Enix game that's basically like Final Fantasy Tactics, if I remember correctly. I remember that because of the stupid fucking name.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know how, like, Square Enix does with some of their games, like Octopath Traveler and friggin', like, like a Dio Field Chronicles and stuff, and then, Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah. We're getting towards the end. It's like, do I just keep taking the bunts, or do I go big?
Yeah, man, that's the ticket. That's the thing. I know, it's so incredibly hard, you know, just to decide upon just one, because that's just the thing, though. It's like some of these you don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, the other day, it'd be kind of funny if the last pick we, like, picked for each other, the game, as a joke.
Oh, yeah, you would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Somehow, though, I end up giving you a game that's, like, a 7. Like, I give you the weebiest of weeb shit, and then it end up being, like, a fucking like 93 or something.
Oh yeah, you'd be cursing at me for the rest of the year. Like, yeah. I had it in my hands. I gave it to him by accident.
Yeah, I just literally just gave it to him. Yeah, that's what would happen. It ended up costing me the whole fucking thing. It's like, I'm gonna give him the dumbest looking game, and it ends up being like, it's some like a game that's like loved by like South Korea that like gets like tens everywhere. It's like, what the fuck, man.
Oh my god, yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Gables will give me like Suicide Squad. It's a joke, and it gets like a fucking 62. I'm just gonna ask Gables, how do you feel about Suicide Squad at this point? Were you ever considering it for the draft?
Was I ever considering Suicide Squad for the draft?
Like, did it ever pop in your head? We're 16 picks in. Has ever once popped in your head?
I don't know. Let's see.
I hate him. He doesn't give me anything, you know? All right. I think I know my next two picks, but Gables is going to take one of them, so it doesn't really matter.
All right. We got one last
thing. But I have a third here in place, so if Gables takes... You can only take one of the three, so...
Yeah, I know what you mean. know what you mean. I'm just trying to think of something decent. Could do that. Could do that. Could do that. Oh, this is such a riveting time of the year, isn't it? I'm going to decide upon this, and this was a suggestion from a friend last year that I should have went for.
Okay. Was I the friend?
No, actually, this is somebody I used to work with.
Okay. Okay, yeah. You know what, Gables? I did some research on this one too, and I just couldn't find anything that was like conclusive on it, so I didn't put it on my list of like
Right.
options.
Well, yeah, I understand completely what you mean, because that's part of the reason why I never tried to draft it last year and stuff. But from initially from what we see with Homeworld 3, it's supposed to be releasing in early March. There hasn't been a game really in the series for a long
Yeah, it's like
time.
20 over 20 years, I think, so.
But at the same time, the same thing could be read true for, say, Baldur's Gate 3, which also did not have a sequel for a hell of a long
Yeah,
time.
but that was an early access for a long time, so
Yeah, that's true too. That's
I
true
mean,
too.
but I it was funny is I didn't know anything about that game. It's like 2 weeks before it came out, so and that game had been early access for like 2 years at that point, so.
Could do that. I could do that. And you know what? I'll bite the bullet for this one. This is going to be another huge swing for me, because I'm not too sure this is going to release this year.
All right, damn it. You're gonna do it. Oh, not what I was
World of
thinking. Okay.
Warcraft, The War Within.
All right, so we got. All right, so. Okay, so we're down. I got four left. Gables has got three left. Right, so I know I have four picked out that I want to get. And it's just now a matter of like, I feel like Gables might take some of these. You know what? All right, so I'm gonna do Rift of the Necrodancer.
Okay.
Now I'm just trying to like, 'cause I feel like some of these you might take, and we're getting at the end now, so we gotta start taking some.
Yes.
I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do Elden Ring, Gables, Shadow of the
Okay.
Erdtree.
Okay.
Were you gonna? I'm just be honest. Were you probably gonna pick that at the end?
No, actually, I
Fuck.
wasn't going to be picking that at the end because I would have rather have seen FromSoft probably do something completely different as opposed to do another DLC for, like, do a DLC for, say, Elden Ring, even though it is one of their most popular games they've ever created.
Okay, all right. I thought honestly that would like you're gonna like it's been sitting at the top of our like list here for a long time. And I was like, all right, is he gonna take it or not? So, all right. So it's, man, there's like problem is like now I have like five games here that I did not think would still be here at this point that I wanted. Still can't believe you took 3D Mario from me.
I'm still checking out some stuff here because
Okay.
I'm looking at the whole release list here for freaking Game Informer. So,
Yeah.
and who's to say these
Yeah,
guys
but
will.
there's only like 12 games on the fucking list, though. It's like with the actual release dates. Okay.
Yeah, so many unknowns, it feels like.
Yeah. Like, there's ones that would like. The problem is like at this point, it's like, do you go for like. Do you like right now? I was like, do I just guarantee these like surefire like? All right, but we look at this. And there's like, oh, these games coming out in the next couple months that we that have dates. We know they're gonna hit. We know they're at least gonna be solid. But like, do you just lock them in, or do you like? The problem is like sometimes when we play this is like I'm gonna like these big ones that are scheduled for this year.
Yes.
Do I like? Do I just? I don't want to lock them in because then. You know, if they don't come out, but then like then I gotta fight Gables and like then I gotta waste $25 on, you know, this big game. You know, like Mortal Kombat 1 last year was like rumored forever to come out in last
Yeah.
year, and it's like instead like came out. I think I was spent like $25 on that fucking game, when I could have just you know it's like fuck I should have just drafted it instead, but I don't want to take the risk. So it's kind of a balancing act here, like.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a balancing act.
Yeah, like do I lock in these games that might get me, you know, 78, maybe like I said, like best case scenario, like Princess Peach, like I don't think the game's gonna do amazing. I think it's gonna do fine. I think it'll be like I feel like best case scenario, that game is like maybe a mid 80s, but I think it's going to end up being like 76, 77, you know?
Yeah.
That's like the risk here of like looking at like Rift of the Necrodancer. That game's just come out this year, but it's like fucking indie games, man. It's like they're so unreliable. Like, they'll say they're coming out. And there's like indie games that's supposed to come out 3 years ago of that still aren't out yet, you know? So it's like it's always a major risk. But like when they come out, man, they're going to like some of them you just know are going to hit though when they come out. And it's like just a risk. Like fucking Silksong. Gables and I have literally taken turns drafting it the last 2 years. So, Yeah, it's just like kind of a matter of, yeah, do you want to keep going for it? And I feel like this year, though, like Silksong's a guarantee. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It just kind of feels like Silksong has to release sometime, you know, and I think this year may actually be the year it will release.
Yeah, I mean, people played a demo of that game in 2017. Like,
I know, right? It's so weird that they literally played demos of that back way back in 2017, but it's still hasn't really freaking come out yet because Team Cherry had they're still taking their sweet time with this thing because it was initially in it's supposed to be an expansion from like Hollow Knight and stuff and evolved into its own thing.
Yeah. What if it just comes out when it's bad? What was that early Switch game, the golf story or whatever?
Oh yeah. They announced Golf Stories 2 and that's
they end up announcing like Sports Story. And that game, and it took like, it got delayed like 3 years. And it finally came out like the week before Christmas in 2022. And it ended up being one of the worst rated games of the year.
It did. And it was highly disappointing too, because a lot of people thought this was going to be like one of those surefire
things. Yeah, people were so pumped for that game. And then like the developers like made a secret room that the head of the company didn't know about that like told people how bad the working conditions there were.
Ugh.
So, did not end up going well for them. I think this is my craziest year yet, where I've taken a lot of big swings here.
Oh, Gables, I know, right?
Gables punched me right in the kidney with Rebirth right away, and it totally fucked me up. And I've just been, you know, taking swings. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for this one.
Okay.
I'm going to go for a new game, which also is, I believe, a sequel called Frostpunk 2.
Okay. Is that the, Frostpunk, is that the fucking former, Blizzard people?
I think so. And literally I have, like, two more games I can choose. So this is going to be, going to be one of the two here. Metroid Prime 4.
Gah! Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable, Gables, that game's going to actually come out.
I hear you, man.
It was on my list. It was like a definite, like, that was like the, that was one of the ones I was thinking about when I was doing the, this could like guarantee me the league, but if it doesn't hit, I'm fucked kind of thing. Because, I mean, you drafted it a lot. You drafted it, I think, 2 years in a row you've gotten it now, maybe?
Yeah, this is the second year in a row. This is definitely the second year in a row. And this is another big swing that I'm going to take a risk for, because if the rumors are true and there is a new Nintendo system, this could potentially be a launch game for that system.
See, that's what so the top of the Switch 2 here. My problem, though, is like it's too small to be the game, but it's too big to be the second game.
Yeah.
That's kind of my concern. Like, so I could see that like, that could be like a late, if it is backwards compatible, that'd be the perfect game to come out. Kind of like what PlayStation does, where multiple times they put out big games like right before on the old console, right before the new console comes out. So then you're like, it kind of worked out like PS5, like Ghost of Tsushima and Last of Us Part 2 came out like 3 or 4 months before PS5 came out. So it was like, didn't really make a big deal those games came out. So I just drafted Mina the Hollower. I got one game left. And now I'm just like, I'm thinking I might just lock some shit in instead of taking like some bigger stuff here. Maybe, do I go for the joke with Destiny 2, the final shape? Cause it worked out big time with Witch Queen. I took that as a joke and ended up actually paying off.
But then the year afterwards, you only got 1 point.
Yeah, it was like a 71. You still got one pick left, don't you, Gables?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to start talking about some shit, but I don't want to give you ideas. Between two. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it. All right. I'm going to do Pacific Drive. Pacific Drive? That, that's that, they call it, was it like drive-like, car-like? It's like a roguelike driving game. Pacific okay. Drive. It's coming out February 22nd. So it's a, I believe it's a PlayStation exclusive. So bam, those are my 20 games. Gables, you get the last pick, my buddy.
Okay. Okay. Out of everything else that's on here, what? Oh, this is gonna be fun.
When we get done here, Gables, I'm gonna start talking about some shit with you. So oh. I have a bunch on my list here I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
All right, well, Gables is talking. I'm going to go through my 20 I have. I have Tekken 8, Hollow Knight, Silksong, Hellblade 2, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Rise of the Ronin, Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater, Brothers, The Tale of Two Sons, The Remake, Final Fantasy 14, Dawn Trail, Dragon Age, Dread Wolf, Visions of Mana. Mana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, Avowed, Metroid Prime 2 Remastered, Princess Peach Showtime, Unicorn Overlord, Rift of the Necrodancer, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree, Mina the Hollower, and Pacific Drive.
That's still a pretty solid list you got there.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I mean, I feel like it's very much a Gables list, though, where there's just a lot of, like, maybes, but that could be big. And I, you know, now I look at this, I'm like, I fucked up somewhere here.
All right.
Taking the sure things.
Yeah, you're definitely taking the sure things right here. But I wonder, maybe I should go for something a little bit unorthodox with this.
Right? It's just like, it gets hard at the end. It's really a lot. Like, you want to take the big stuff at the beginning, and then it's like, God, do I, like, it's like I said, like, man, there's like so many games that are coming out soon that are like, that's like a 78. But then you look at the, I'm like, man, if this comes, but this might come out at the end of the year. Could be like a 92.
Yeah, I'm going with it.
Okay.
Might as well. Last pick is going to be Nine Souls.
All right. That was one of the ones on my list. I don't remember anything about it, but I just remember that you drafted it last year. And I know that.
Yes, and I remember like me showing you the footage, I think, of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep hearing people talk about it, but I can't remember the game in my head. But I know what people are excited for it. So
it's sort of like a Souls-like now that okay. I think about it.
All right. Well, Gable's here, so I went through my 20. We'll go through Gable's 20 here. We have Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Black Myth Wukong, Persona 3 Reload, Dragon's Dogma 2, unannounced mainline 3D Mario platformer, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, Stellar Blade, The Plucky Squire, Stalker 2, Splatoon 3 Side Order, Metaphor Re Fantasio, Little Nightmares 3, Still Wakes the Deep, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, Shantae Advance, Risky Revolution, Homeworld 3, World of Warcraft, The War Within, Frostpunk 2, Metroid Prime 4, and Nine Souls. So,
yep.
I feel like Metroid Prime 4 could be like the Starfield of last year, where we were both so nervous to pick it up that you end up picking it up with like the 30-something pick.
Yep.
In the draft and end up being like a really high review score. So, if it hits. I'm just going to mention some of the games, Gables, I was thinking about here. I had Helldivers 2.
Right.
Mario versus Donkey Kong. Silent Hill 2, Replaced, Destiny 2 Final Shape, Star Wars Outlaw, and then a little one here that I didn't know if you would go for, Gables, Kid Icarus Uprising, the remake.
You know, I didn't really potentially think about that, but the more I think about it, you know, it could potentially happen, but there's no guarantee with this. I mean, Nintendo could throw an equally... like deliberate curveball, but yet I've had heard rumblings of potentially a remaster of Kid Icarus Uprising, the old like 3DS game, potentially coming on to Switch. But I decided just to go with something that would be a little bit more of a surefire sort of thing with picks. I didn't really necessarily go with a lot of major swings.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the mainline 3D platformer. I mean, that was definitely a high risk, like high reward type of thing. I mean, other than that, though, let's see. Homeworld 3 is definitely a swing for me, as is the World of Warcraft, The War Within, because later on last year, the Blizzard had like a little announcement thing where they were going through their whole their whole like DLCs and stuff. That's something uncharacteristic that they do, right? They go and they're going to showcase these DLCs. They have like a timeline that they're doing these expansions now, and it's supposed to interlink with each other and stuff. And the start of it is the War Within. I remember watching a little bit of like with Osmogold and stuff, his reactions to a lot of that stuff. And yeah, I think this could be potential. In my personal opinion, it's definitely a risk because World of Warcraft, they end up having a completely great expansion experience, or it could be like what it has been the last couple of years, pretty much like kind of okay. But that's definitely a risk. Metroid Prime 4, yeah, absolutely, that's a risk because we haven't heard too much of it ever since they had to redo the development back around what 2019.
19. It was like they announced it like August, September of 2019. So I mean, it's been, I mean, we're going into like about five years of them being in development, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they're either going to say something about it this year or this game is pretty much outright canceled. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think it's canceled, but I do wonder. I think that game, I mean, they essentially had to reboot the entire thing, so.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll learn about it more at the end of the month. I mean, it could happen, it could not, but still, that'd be pretty hilarious if after we get done recording this thing, all of a sudden it's like, here's a major announcement for this Nintendo Direct at the end of this month.
Yeah. Well, with Nintendo Direct in like 3 weeks, and it's out. It's like it's coming in September. I can definitely see that September release date, and then the new console comes out in November. So, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. Like I said, this ended up being a lot more difficult than I thought. Like, there's actually some. Like, I was surprised no one took Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Traditionally, those games are not too. They're like kind of middle of the road sort of esque and stuff. It's an evolution of like the old Donkey Kong 94 game and stuff. It's kind of like a spin-off stuff from that.
It's in a remake of the Game Boy Advance sequel.
Yes. It's a remake of the Game Boy Advance thing, which when it released, it was also kind of like middling. It wasn't bad, but it definitely wasn't like better than Donkey Kong 94.
And like I was just thinking, like, usually Nintendo games probably score a few points higher than you think they will. So that's kind of like Princess Peach, like the Showtime, like, I don't know. I look at that game, like I look at that and I'm like, that's probably like a 77, but I mean, I don't know. There's been people have been wanting a Princess Peach game for a long time. And I wouldn't be shocked if the game ends up reviewing a lot higher. And honestly, the Nintendo shocks me all the time. Like, that doesn't look great. And then it comes out and it's like, holy shit. Okay. You know, I've been wrong a million times about Nintendo, and I'll be wrong a million more times about Nintendo. So, yeah, no. I think that might wrap it up for us this time around. Like I said, I don't know when this podcast is coming out. We recorded this on January the 6th/7th.
Yes.
For us. So that's kind of the idea of that. So if nothing happens, this is the episode for the week. If this comes out like on a Saturday or Sunday, this is the episode for the week. If this comes out in the middle of a week, there will be an episode later in the week. So keep an eye on all of that. So if you want to, please you know, look down the description below. There are links to our YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. There are links to, or if you're on any podcast service, we're on there. Search for us, Drunk Nerds, Drunk Dash Nerds. You'll find us. Apple and Spotify are down there below. And if you want to follow along with our Fantasy Critic League, you can do that and go and there's this link down there below, and you click on it, and you can follow along throughout the year if you want to. So. And see kind of updates that we are doing, like bidding and stuff like that we've done. So yeah, check us out all those places, please. We really would appreciate it. Do some shares out there as well. The more shares probably helps more than anything. And yeah, like 5 stars, leave a review, comments, stuff like that. Engaging in our stuff will help make more people see what we're doing and see us out there. So appreciate everybody doing that for us. This is our first actual official recording of the year. So
yes,
happy 2024, Gables.
Yes.
Should be another great year. This is year 11 of this podcast. So it's
no shit, right?
Crazy to think. But yeah, I was your host. I was Tyler.
And I've been Colonel Gables. So until next time, everyone, thank you for listening to another fun-filled episode of the Drunk Dash Nerds podcast.
And hey, Gables.
Yeah.
Too sweet?
Too sweet, man.
Bye, guys.
See ya.